Ishant Sharma is one of the biggest college content creators in India. His podcasts, videos on freelancing, cryptocurrency, investing, and more have helped him garner over 2,90,000 subscribers on YouTube. And what's even more mind-blowing about this guy is that all that he has done so far and is currently doing, from building his own content creation agency MarketUp to growing so enormously on YouTube and to giving a Josh talk, he has achieved it all while still being in college. Getting the chance to speak to Ishant today is a great moment for me, as I personally started my own content creation journey, my own podcasting journey, after consuming a lot of his content. Today's video is going to have a little bit of those fan moments as I speak to Ishant Sharma about starting his own YouTube channel, how he became the number one Python educator on an academy, about content creation, metaverse, NFTs, and a lot more. So do watch this video till the end and do hit the like button and subscribe to my channel as I bring out more such informative videos like this one. Now, without any further ado, let's just jump straight into the video and hear out from Ishant Sharma. Welcome to the podcast, Ishant. Thanks a lot for joining me here. It's really a pleasure to have you on the show today. How are you doing?
Thank you so much, bro, for inviting me here. I'm doing great. Just came back from vacations from Delhi. It was great. And I'm now thinking about how do I continue my work. I've been not working for the past week, I think. So yeah, excited to get back.
That's really great. And first of all, I really want to congratulate you for crossing the 260K subscriber mark on YouTube. And I've been really following your journey for an insane amount of time now. And what I truly love about your videos is not just the variety of content, podcasts, freelancing tips, video on cryptocurrency and more, but also the kind of efforts you put into doing research throughout your content creation process. It's been 2 years now, right, since your content creation journey started?
Yeah, it started in March, or actually it started in January of 2020. So about 2 years going to be.
Wow, that's really incredible. And the kind of efforts you have put out to build this huge community is truly inspiring. I mean, you started off with podcasts and then went on to create some fantastic YouTube videos. So what was the driving force which essentially inspired you to start your journey in this space? And how did this whole idea of podcasts and YouTube essentially kick off?
Bro, it was all about improving my communication skills. Back when I was in my college, I realized that I'm not so good at expressing myself. There was a hackathon that I went to, and in that hackathon, I tried to explain the project to the judge, right? But I was not able to speak properly. I was not able to express what I have done in the past 24 hours. That is the time for the hackathon. Then I realized that I need to change this. So number one thing that I need to do is to improve my communication skills. And that is what I did. I thought of what can be done right now. I was not having money to get, you know, some tutors or to buy some subscriptions or stuff like that. I was not having friends who I can talk to in English and I can improve my communication skills. The only thing that I could do back in that time was to actually talk in front of the camera and then upload it on the internet and let people judge it and let people help me out in getting better. Right? I was also having a lot of interesting people in my own college. So I was just thinking that if I can invite them on to my podcast and I can just talk to them, that will be great for the audience as well. And I will also get to learn a lot in the process. So that basically was the whole motivation for starting my YouTube channel.
That's an awesome journey I've had, and I honestly started my own podcast after consuming a lot of your and Beer Biceps videos. And mereko laga ki maybe I can also at least, you know, try doing something in the podcasting space, because I always used to have this knack for writing and blogging since my initial college days. And maine socha ki yaar, why not just try doing a couple of podcasts and let's see how it goes. And so here we are today recording a pretty inspiring episode for the show today. And I also saw one of your videos in which you talk about your journey at Pits and you teaching Python programming at an academy. So how has college life been for you, and how did that teaching thing happen? Was it something you always wanted to do, and how was that experience for you?
So teaching was really interesting. I was learning Python back in my college in 2019. Then when I came back to home because of the lockdown, I realized that maybe I can try to teach whatever I've learned in Python to students, to people on YouTube, right? That's what people who I looked up to are doing actually, like TechWith Tim was doing that right now. So I thought, let me try to do this. I did that. I put out, I think, about 7 to 8 videos. They are still available on my YouTube channel. You can view them if you're interested. But I did that, and then I got a message from someone from an academy saying that, hey, we saw your videos and now we are interested in working with you. And I had no idea that that actually happens. Like, I did not expect anything out of it. I was just like, I will educate people on YouTube without any expectations for free. And I did that. All of the videos got like 200, 300 views normally, which might seem less to a lot of people, but that is literally what got me to this opportunity of teaching people to code on an academy, right? I mean, people will think that, okay, 300, 400 views se kya hi hota hai, but then it's all about the right people who are viewing your videos, right? Like that one employee at an academy viewed that video, viewed that series, and they were like, okay, this can be a great fit for us, right? And they called me, and that's basically how it all began. So yeah, I mean, October 1, 2020 was the time when I gave my first class, when I had my first class on an academy. And that was a really interesting experience because I had not taught anything live in front of people, right? So that was a great feeling. Teaching people programming from scratch is really amazing because they are also in that same journey with you. They're also learning about logic and learning about how to create control statements one by one. And that I think is really interesting. So that's basically what I did. I took about 350 classes on an academy, 1 hour classes. It's been a great journey so far.
That's really awesome. And I heard that you were one of the top educators in your category on an academy, right?
Yeah. I was number one. in the whole category.
that's really awesome, man. And what would you say has been the major learning from teaching and teaching at an academy?
I think I definitely got to learn more methodologically, right? Like whenever I'm having a problem to solve, I'm able to break it down. I'm able to explain it properly to people because when you go to an academy to teach, you have to make sure that whatever problem you are trying to explain to the kids, it is in the most simplest form possible so that they're able to understand it. And I think that is the best thing that I learned from there, being able to explain things in simple terms. That was definitely a good thing.
That's awesome, man. And you know, they say that college opens a lot of new doors for you, and I believe it is just like you are born again, because it is probably the very first time when most of the students venture out of their homes, probably move to another city and get exposed to so many new things which they might not even have done or heard of before. So I'm really curious to know as to what all doors did college, specifically BITS, open for you, and how do you essentially balance your college life along with the insane amount of things that you're doing right now?
Yeah, so right now I'm not in my college. Right now I'm at my home, and I have been at my home for a long time. I haven't really been focusing on my academics in college, which is surely going to come back and bite me, but let's see what happens with that. What did I learn from college, or what opportunities I got from college? I think I got to learn about what Curious Harish is doing. I got to learn about what Mehul Mohan from CodeDam are doing. So all of these people are really great. They were the ones who motivated me to start my own YouTube channel. They motivated me to start my own community, which now has over 26,000-27,000 people in it, in Discord. And so that was a really interesting point for me, right? When I was in college, I was looking at what these people are doing, and I was learning from them, recording podcasts from them. And I was getting into this field of content creation just like they were. So I think that was definitely a good thing. I got to work at CodeDam for about 8 months because I was close with Mehul Mohan back then. So he just approached me saying that, hey, I see that you're doing some great work on your own YouTube channel. It would be great if you can help me out on my YouTube channel and other marketing strategies as well. So that's basically how that went. I think like I have gotten the chance to speak with a lot of great BITS founders as well, like, you know, Raj from Stoa, Raj Kunkolinkar, and other people as well. Like I was talking with Big Basket's founder, I was talking with Swiggy's founder. There was a BITSA global meet that was organized, and over there I got to speak with a lot of amazing people. I got to learn a lot in the process of meeting all of these Bitsian founders. And again, obviously, I got to meet some great people. My own co-founder is from college. I got a lot from Bits, I think. Yeah.
That's awesome, man. And you, the first videos which I personally saw were those freelancing videos in which you give tips on how to get started as a freelancer and many other aspects related to freelancing. And you have also yourself worked as a freelancer for quite a long time. So how was that experience, and did it essentially help you in starting your own content creation agency, MarketUp, and getting clients for the company?
Yeah, so I was working with companies like Able Jobs. I was working with Geeks for Geeks as a mm-hmm. as a freelancer. I used to create videos for them. I used to edit the videos as well. So I think that is what I learned. Previous to that, I tried approaching platforms like Angel.co, AngelList basically. And over there, I got opportunities from companies like there was this company that used to sell premium quality wheat. And I used to be the Facebook ads manager. And I used to make sure that the ads are received by the right target audience. That's what I did over there. I learned a lot as a freelancer. I learned to earn my first buck and live on my own terms. I think that's definitely the big thing about it. Right now, I'm working on a big project that is going to be really helpful for people who want to get opportunities and learn skills at the same time, right? So all of this I've learned because I started as a freelancer. Then I got into thinking about how can I get more people with me, because if I can get 5 more people, then we can handle a lot of other clients as well that we are not able to do right now, right? So that's basically what that was about. So yeah.
So how did essentially MarketUp happen, and why did you feel the need of starting your own business, and do you essentially operate the company on a daily basis? How do you do that?
Yeah, I operated it every single day. I was just working on one of the client projects, but basically I realized that as a sole freelancer, I was not able to properly manage everything, and there were many more clients who wanted my service, but I was just not having the time to get to serve them as well. So I was like, let me get 5 or 10 more people. And that's what I did with MarketUp. We have about 10 people working, and we are able to have 8 clients right now. So that is definitely a good thing.
That's awesome. And you are currently working with the help of YouTube marketing, right? So that's
Basically, the thing that we offer is YouTube channel management and growth.
Okay.
So we have various strategies with which we are able to grow channels of a lot of different clients that we have.
Okay. And you must be working with a lot of different brands, as you spoke just now. So how is the experience working with different clients like, and what do you think are some of the major chunk of skills you gain along the way?
I think being able to communicate well with the brands that we are working with definitely helps out a lot. Being patient is also important, because sometimes they might not be able to give you the video in time. And so that's what I have learned, basically. I also learned how to negotiate with them. So that is definitely the case. I also learned about finance and accounting. Whenever you have like a business, how do you manage all the receipts, invoices, sending invoices, keeping track of all the payments that are happening. So yeah, we are out right now thinking about shifting all the payments to Razorpay payroll. So let's see what happens.
That is incredible. And now coming on to your journey as a YouTuber, how do you come up with all these ideas for your videos all the time? And how do you stay so consistent? And does it sometimes happen with you that you don't feel like shooting on a particular day or week and just feel like relaxing for a little while?
Yeah. So I'm not recording every single day. I select a day on which I'm really pumped up about recording, and I record 5 to 10 videos, right? And that just takes care of the rest of the 20 days that I have, right? So of course I'm not motivated to record every single day, but on the days that I am motivated, I just record a bunch of videos, so I don't have to worry. How do I come up with video ideas? It's all about understanding your audience and understanding what is it that they want, right? Like my audience is interested in growth, in career growth. They want to learn more skills. They want to start having different side hustles. They want to make a living doing that. They want to not depend on their parents for getting their fees paid, right? So that's basically what they are. That is what they want. And now my responsibility is to deliver them exactly that, right? then I need to find out what is it that I am interested in as well, right? Like some people are also interested in comedy and things like that, but I cannot deliver that, at least not with my own personality, right? So I understand what I can do, and then I look at what people want, and then I know how to bridge the gap, right? So that's basically what I do.
That's an incredible... So basically, you follow this mantra of knowing your audience, knowing your target audience.
Yeah, that is the most important thing. Today itself, I put out a story saying that, do you have any video ideas that I can make a video on? So that also helps out a lot.
That's awesome. And what personally intrigues me the most about your videos is how you actually make those great thumbnails. I mean, some of the thumbnails you create are frankly very eye-catching, and you even did a Twitter thread about it a few weeks ago. So is there a kind of process to designing thumbnails for your videos, or it just randomly pops up in your head?
I don't do it myself. The thumbnails, the video edits, I don't do it anymore because I have other things to focus on. So I have 3 video editors. I have 2 to 3 designers who are working with us for our own clients at MarketUp. I just give them by saying that, hey, I have this video, I have this thumbnail to make. You can just make these thumbnails as well while you're working on other client work. That's what they do. The person who is recording, who is making thumbnails for my channel is really good. Like the way that he designs all the thumbnails and stuff. This is great. And I can record thumbnails. I can make thumbnails on my own as well, but it would just not be of the same quality. I think I should focus on just creating that video aspect and let other people who are good at what they do help me in the process, right? That is important. So yeah, creating a team as a YouTube creator is also an important thing.
But jab initially start kiya tha, to how did you manage to go about the thumbnails? Matlab randomly kuch bhi ideas aa jate the, you used to make those faces wagera jo bhi hum thumbnails pe lagate, ya kuch matlab ek systematic process you used to follow? Kuch tha matlab process?
Yeah, I have watched a lot of videos from creators, from people who are helping creators start their own YouTube channels and grow it, right? There are various YouTube channels that you can follow. There is one called as Jay Dharma Wangsa. There is another called as Think. There's a channel with that name. There are many other of these YouTube channels that will help you. Roberto Blake is also one more. So all of these people make a lot of interesting videos and topics related to building thumbnails and just general YouTube advice, right? So I used to watch a ton of their videos. I learned a lot from them. I experimented. I used Canva for that, for making my own thumbnails. I learned about, it's not like the, it, you might think that someone who's a designer is going to be great at making thumbnails. That might not be true all the time, because making thumbnails is not really about designs. It's a lot more about understanding the audience's psychology, right? Like what is it that they are attracted towards? You might create the best looking thumbnail that looks like a painting, but they would not click on it because it's not related to them, right? So that's what I feel we should be thinking about.
Okay. And I also want to know from you, is the life of a content creator stressful? Because you sometimes have a kind of an obligation and trust ki nahi yaar aaj to video like upload karna hi karna hai. And how do you declutter your thoughts while you feel stressed out? Because as a creator, you are juggling between so many content pieces and working on so many different things.
So I use Notion for managing all my video ideas and stuff. I have talked about this in previous videos as well, but basically I just have one page on which I've written all the videos that I have ideas to record, videos that are already recorded but not uploaded on the channel. And then I have videos that are edited but not uploaded on the channel. Then I just upload the videos and they go into the uploaded videos. That's basically what helps me keep everything managed. Do I feel stressed sometimes? Not really. The only part when I feel stressed is when the brand takes too long to respond. Like whenever I'm having integrated videos, whenever I'm having sponsorships, they sometimes take just a little too much time to respond and tell me if the video is good to go or not. So that takes some time, and that does create some problems. But yeah, overall it's great.
Now coming on to a fun question about you being a YouTuber. So how does the day in the life of a YouTuber look like? And has your personal life changed even a little bit, because a lot of people know who you are now? And have you encountered any fan moment so far, and how was that for you?
I was in the gym. This was, I think, 2 weeks ago. And a couple of people just came up to me, said that, okay. Arre, tum toh bhai ho. I'm like, kya dekh liya, kaun hu main? So they were just saying, ki, haan, we recognize you from your videos and stuff. And I'm like, that's amazing, bro. They watched a couple of my investing videos. But yeah, I think that is a really interesting moment. It is fearful. Like I look at people looking at me and knowing who I am and me not knowing who they are, right, on like a random road, that I am afraid of that kind of a situation. Like, there is really great saying which says that the best thing that you can do is to be rich but being anonymous, right? That is the best way to live life. Like, you have everything that you need, but no one really knows who you are. That is the best way to live life. Right? So that's, but yeah, I mean, like, I really enjoy when someone just walks up to me and says that, hey, I watched your video and I really liked it. I learned a lot from that and now I am able to meet you. That's a great feeling. I was thinking of doing like a meetup in Delhi as well, but I was afraid, like, right? So like, I was telling Yash that should I do a meetup? He said, don't do this, fortunately, we will take two people and go. But yeah, I mean, it's a fun experience.
That's great, yaar. And I mean, बहुत अच्छा लगता होगा जब people come to you and look up to you कि यार हमें इसके जैसा बनना है या उसके जैसा बनना है. So that is really motivational for a lot of people as well. And does it fuel you to make more videos? Like जब
कोई आता है. It does. I think that whenever someone just like in Delhi. There was this one guy who came to me saying that, hey, I watched that video of yours talking about LinkedIn. I learned a lot from that. So thank you so much. That definitely fuels me to make more videos so that I can help more people. But yeah, that's basically how it works. Like it's basically like you have your ego and you are able to satisfy your ego with people that come up to you and stuff like that. That is true. Like, I will not say that, okay, I'm some sort of a saint or something. It happens. So yeah, I mean, I am motivated to make more videos when I get that attention.
So that's really that's really great, man. And you also wrote a book, Crush It on LinkedIn. So can you tell us about that and how did you come up with this entire writing process for the book?
Yeah, so I wrote the book in 1 week, complete. Okay. Book. And it was more about just compressing all my knowledge of LinkedIn in just one format so that people can actually learn everything that they wanted to from that one book itself, right? They don't have to go anywhere else. They don't have to, you know, watch 5 different videos, then do something else, then make their own notes. They don't need to do any of that. It's more like a workbook in which I've noted down all the different things that you can do on LinkedIn. How can you do them? Basically, I have gotten a lot of different opportunities with the help of LinkedIn, right? Like all the clients that we have, sponsorships, career opportunities, referrals, everything I've been able to get with the help of LinkedIn, freelance clients as well. So I just wanted to, you know, just share my knowledge about LinkedIn. So that's why I just made this book, put it up on Amazon and Flipkart. And that's basically what that book was about. So actually, the poster of the video of the book was actually designed by one of my, you know, subscribers. So they just like emailed me saying that, hey, I see that you are making this book. Here's a thumbnail that I made for you. Thumbnail, I'm saying. Here's a book cover I'm making for you.
That must have been really awesome. And was that the first book which you wrote?
Yeah, that is the first book that I wrote.
So do you plan on writing more books in the future?
I don't know, like not at the moment. I need to have some more stories to tell. That's basically the thing, right? So maybe, I don't know, 1 or 2 years down the lane, I may write one more book. Let's see.
Yeah, let's hope for the best. And this is probably a question jiska answer a lot of aspiring YouTubers or people who have just started out want to know. And that is about how to grow their audience. And is it necessary to run ads, be it Google ads, Facebook ads, to make a mark in this game?
No. No one runs ads to get to traction. If you're a content creator and you're running ads, that is actually a wrong thing to do. Like, that does not help. Never run ads to promote your video so that more people can subscribe.
Ki jaldi se growth ho jaye hamara. Like, people don't ads want to go through that tiring process.
Ads will not help you if you're a content creator. If you're a brand, it might help. But if you are just like a simple content creator starting out in this field, never run ads. focus more on understanding what kind of audience you want to attract and make great videos which have high retention. That is all that matters. YouTube is good enough. They will push your video out to everyone if you make it the right way, if you have the right thumbnail, if you have the right retention for your videos. It will definitely work out.
So just focus on creating good content and YouTube would automatically push your content organically. Okay. That's really awesome. And now let's talk about a little bit about Metaverse and NFT. And what are your thoughts about that? Because I see a lot of your stories and Twitter feeds related to it. And I make sure ki jo bhi video suggestions ya content suggestions you put out, I go check them out at least once. And yeah. So what are your thoughts about the same?
I like the way that they're talking about Metaverse and NFTs and stuff. But if you think about like a reality in which you're living in Facebook's Meta and you're interacting with things in Meta, it is not the best thing that you would want to do. Like stuck in one universe which is governed by a company which has a sole motive of creating profits for their advertisers and for themselves. And I think that if there were to be a Meta, if there were to be an actual metaverse that everyone would use, it would probably be open source and available for everyone. It would not be for profit. Like, you know, like it has to be not from one company. It just has to be like some standard thing. Like you have HTTPS, right? HTTPS is a protocol on which every single thing runs on the internet. That is not under any company. There is no company saying that, oh, we have a product called as HTTPS, right? It's all open source. It's available for everyone. It's a commodity basically, right? And so I want it to become a commodity and not a place for companies to bring up ads, because they will be able to track every single feeling that you might have in your own brain, whatever it is that you are doing when you go into the metaverse of Facebook. And that is a really harmful thing. Like we already see tons of hacks happening in Facebook's databases. You go use a Tor browser, go to some dark web, and you'll find tons and tons of data of people. There was a phone number of Mark Zuckerberg that was also put out there. So things like that do happen. I don't think that Metaverse will be from a particular company. It has to be open source and available for everyone. But yeah, NFTs is
like
great.
Microsoft bhi aa gaya.
Wo sab sahi hai. They are more focused towards office, right? Like whenever you have like a meeting, you can just create that virtual space where everyone can just come in. They can just talk to each other. It just feels a little bit more real. Secondly, NFT is great. You really need to understand about culture when you're buying in any NFT, right? Like recently, Amitabh Bachchan released their own NFT collection of all the posters of their films and stuff. And that sold really well. Recently, there is this crypto ban, the regulation that is coming up. So we'll have to see what happens with that. All the companies news outlets have done a really bad job of talking about it. Unko bas apna attention chahiye, right? So they basically just say crypto ban ho rahe hain, sare crypto ban ho rahe hain, and stuff like that, which is wrong. It is exaggerated. We'll have to see what their final verdict is right now. They have just said that we will be talking about it, but let's see what discussion they have. People are assuming that wo sab ban kar denge, while that doesn't really work as well. Or if they ban kar bhi denge, they will give us time so that we can take out our crypto and we can put it in a safe wallet, right? You can put it in a wallet and then you can put it in some other global exchange. You can definitely do that. Right? So that's basically what I feel. NFTs have a lot of applications. When you talk about the metaverse right now, like they are talking about NFT land, like virtual land that you can buy in the form of an NFT. There are tons of these, game franchises. Think about creating Ash Ketchum City, right? Like, let's say Pokemon comes up and says that we are building our own NFT game in which every single unique Pokemon is going to be an NFT. And you have your own location, and every single location you can buy a land, and then you can do all sorts of things like breeding and stuff, and you can create more of your Pokemon. You can fight with Pokemons. That is going to be like the biggest hit of all time. Like if you think about it, Pokemon Go was great, but if you introduce the concept of NFTs in this, it's going to be a crazy thing. Right now, think about Clash of Clans and Clash Royale. If they think about creating a thing like that, like in which you can buy land, everything is in an NFT, that is going to do very well for them. And they're actually exploring that as well. Like, I have heard rumors and reports that suggest that they are trying to think about how can they make it into an NFT game. That's going to be really interesting. Axie Infinity is a really popular game that is built with the help of NFTs and stuff. That is doing well. They are going to be doing the second launch of their land. The first block of land was called as the Genesis, which is now selling for over $2 million. Like, imagine having a virtual land that people are buying for $2 million. It might not make sense to us, but in their mind, makes perfect sense.
Yeah, in fact, aaj hi ek main news padh raha tha jispe ek virtual real estate plot was sold off for $2.4 million.
बहुत सारे हैं ऐसे. लाइक देर इज समथिंग कॉल्ड एज नेक्स्ट अर्थ, जहाँ पर लोग, देर इज बेसिकली लाइक अ कंप्लीट मैप इज गिवन एंड यू कैन बाय ब्लॉक्स ऑफ द लैंड. सो समवन हैज बॉट द पार्लियामेंट, समवन हैज बॉट द व्हाइट हाउस एंड देर जस्ट वेटिंग फॉर समवन हैज टू बाय इट फॉर मोर मनी. राइट, सो दैट्स बेसिकली व्हाट्स हैपनिंग.
डू यू थिंक कॉन्टेंट क्रिएशन विल चेंज इन अ सर्टेन वे ओइंग टू द टेक्नोलॉजी रेवोल्यूशन दैट वी आर अबाउट टू विटनेस इन द कमिंग फ्यू इयर्स?
I don't know, like making videos in VR in which you can actually walk into the video. Anything can happen. I'm not really sure. I just know what is happening right now and I react to that and I get used to it. Let's see.
Yeah. That's awesome. Now coming on to the rapid fire round of the show, and this is something which I have started doing quite recently, and you have to answer the questions followed with a rationale behind that answer. So let me know if you're ready and we'll start with it.
Sure, let's do it.
Yeah, so here we go in 3, 2, 1. One movie or series which inspires you?
Spider-Man.
And why so?
That quote, right? Like, with great power comes great responsibility. It's fun, it inspires me as well. Like, there are many different things that I've learned from that. But yeah, Marvel is definitely like the series that I, like the movie series if you think about it, like the whole Marvel franchise. I just really love watching all of those.
That's really awesome. And mistakes you made while starting out as a content creator or YouTuber?
Not investing into audio equipment. I think that was definitely a big problem. Video chalta hai, like you can do whatever you want with video, but audio agar achha nahi hai, toh people will not watch for long. So yeah.
And three superpowers according to you that set you apart as a content creator?
Patience is really important. That's what I learned from Gary Vaynerchuk. That is the most important thing. Number one. Number two, I was not thinking about monetizing from the day one. Like, I didn't really care about the money when I was just starting. I worked for over 1 year before I even got my first check from YouTube. But that's basically how it works. Like, you really need to focus on building a great channel, building great relationships with your audience, and then the money just flows automatically. The third thing that I think I did great was that I just kept on making without thinking much about ki growth nahi ho rahi hai, kya ho raha hai, nahi ho raha hai. So I think that these three things really helped me out a lot.
That's awesome. And is creative burnout real, and how do you manage it?
It happens. It happens with a lot of my friends actually, right? So I have seen friends that are just saying ki ab video banane ka man nahi kar raha and all that. And all I can say is it's fine to take some breaks, but then you should know what your why is, right? Like, if your why is to spread awareness about different side hustles and starting your own career, then that's what you should work towards, right? Either through video, through audio, through article, through website, whatever it is that you can do. So yeah, I think taking breaks is fine in between. I have just made sure that I have ample videos recorded previously so that I don't have to every single day wake up and be like, aaj video dalni, kya video dalu, right? That's a really bad place to be in.
So your views on crypto after the news about the crypto ban?
I don't understand what they mean by private cryptos. Like, someone is saying that anything that is outside of the government that they have released is going to be private. Some say that, you know, coins like Monero and other things like Litecoin and stuff, that is going to be private. Let's see what happens. I'm still confused about what they mean by private, but yeah, let's see.
Yeah, and one person who inspires you the most?
One person that inspires me. I don't have any one person particularly. I don't know, my mom. I don't know the lives of other people, like, you know, like Elon Musk. I don't know what he really does. Like, we might see him on big screen and be like, ye to bahut badhiya banda hai. But you might not know ki what does he actually do, like what is his day in the life like, right? I only know my parents and that's what I've seen. So that's basically what I would say.
That was a super awesome round, and I'm sure you must be having some amazing plans for the future for MarketUp as well as for your channel. Do you mind sharing some of those, and also do you have any book or podcast recommendations for our listeners?
Book to read, there is a book called as Super Thinking by the DuckDuckGo's founder that everyone should be reading. They talk about mental models and how to think about taking decisions in life, right? That is really good. That is one book that you should read. Future plans, I think the mission is to enable people to learn skills, number one, and also get opportunities at the same time, right? And that is what I'm working towards right now, creating a platform that will help people to do just that. So let's see how that works.
Okay. And also, Ishan, we generally ask our guests to leave us and our listeners with some words of wisdom. So what would be your message to people across the world in general, or anyone who is willing to start their journeys as a YouTuber, a freelancer, a college student, or even an entrepreneur?
All right. I am a 20-year-old, so I might not have all the wisdom in the world, but I will say this. Just know what your why is and put it on like a piece of paper, and always look at it every single day in the morning. Just know that. That's all that you need to know. What is your why? And just keep a track of that. Never forget your why.
That's really awesome, Ishan. And thank you so much. I truly enjoyed our conversation today, and it was really incredible hearing out the awesome journey you've had. And I personally got to learn a lot from you today.
Just keep on adding value
and creating content like this. And thanks a lot for taking out the time for being on the show. And I wish you the best.
Sure. Thank you so much for inviting me here. This is the first video I'm recording since coming from Delhi. But yeah, thank you so much.